Hello, everyone. This is Karen McCoy here. And what I want to talk to you guys about is intensity. Okay, so how hard should I really train? You know, intensity is a really big kettle of fish. I could talk days about intensity. I could show you in the gym. You know, there's so many different ways of going around it because intensity is not just as clearly defined as going as hard as you can, okay? Intensity is a continuum, and what I mean by that is depending on where you are in the continuum, your intensity will change. But this is what I know for sure, and I really, really want you guys to get this. Intensity starts in the mind, okay? So, yes, we feel it in the body when we're lifting our weights, when we're to near failure on our repetitions, which is what I usually always want you guys to be at, that near failure at the tail end of, say, 10 reps, the last two or three have to be tough. That is intensity. But the ability to understand where intensity is for you and how far you need to go and then how much harder you can push beyond that is within your own mind. So I'm going to try to get to that. But basically, let me just summarize the Healthy Living Program. You guys know the Healthy Living Program is on three different levels, okay? So we've got the regular Healthy Living Program, which is for beginners to intermediate, which is level one. Intermediate to advanced is level two. Now, within those workout cards, I put suggested weights after each exercise. It's really, really key that you guys look at that because not many programs put that in, but all my years of training in the gym, I kind of know from my training and from other people that I've trained along the way where we need to be because most times we either go below or above. Most women don't go above, but they're usually going below. That's where I see a lot of women sticking with 5-pound dumbbells, 7-pound dumbbells, when they really are shortchanging themselves, okay? So my whole goal is to try to get you guys to believe in yourselves and go to your fullest potential, all right? So please look at the suggested weights after each exercise name because that's where I want you to work. So for level one, you're going to be at the lower end of the continuum. Level two, you're going to be towards the upper. That's also why I changed the rep scheme. So, you know, you're at a higher rep scheme, lower weights if you're a beginner. So if it's 10 to 12 reps, then you likely will be in the 12 rep range, somewhere in there. I give you a little bit of play because you need to have a little bit of play because if you're focused on the same number on the same set every time, then what if you could do a few more reps? Right? So I always try to give you a continuum. But what I do say about people just starting out with me or just starting back into the gym after a hiatus, don't go all out. You need to feel it tough on the last few. And then, so that's in the regular Healthy Living Program workouts. Then I have the advanced one, and that is usually for women that have been with me a long time, and most of them have gone through the 12-week advanced challenge. You need to be able to wrap your mind around it and push beyond where most people push. So that is the advanced. So what I do in the advanced Healthy Living Program workouts is it's either a 4 or 5 day split. I have extra exercises, and we do advanced training techniques like supersets, like pyramids, like 30-second rest intervals, explosives, power-ups, all that kind of stuff. So we change it up because you guys have stronger foundation. You guys have hopefully been lifting consistently and longer than 6 months for sure. And that is where the 12-week gals, or sometimes I'll let gals come in that I know have strong weight training experience, not just exercise experience. It has to be weight training to go into the advanced HLP. But again, I put in brackets after each exercise your suggested weights. Yours are higher. I expect more from you guys. We put in extra stuff, okay? I'll put in extra exercises. This is the way it needs to be. So hopefully with the Healthy Living Program, I am able to bridge all different levels, from beginners to advanced, and that's the way it needs to be. So getting back to intensity, when we talk about intensity, when you're first coming in, you need to be wary of it, because if you go all out, and I don't know most women that go all out anyways, they always tend to be a little bit cautious, which is good. If you go all out, you're going to possibly hurt yourself. So the slightly lesser weights, which I write down, the slightly higher rep scheme is so that we build tendon and ligament strength. And that's really, really important, because you guys need to build that focus, okay? That's also why I change it up every 4 to 6 weeks. We have to change it up because we have to keep your body off guard. But this is the progressive overload principle. And this is where I want to be your guide. I want to be your mentor. I want to be able to give you a workout so you don't have to think about making it up. Because the people that I know that cut programs out of magazines or they make it up themselves are the ones that never progress, because it's not just about looking at a program, right? It's never just about looking at a program and following the program, because remember what I say, the success of your results are based on the person, not on the program. So that's where you need to be. So when we're talking about intensity, there is a thing out there that a lot of people talk about, and it talks about going to failure. I do not want you guys going to failure. If you go to absolute failure, you are going to burn out guaranteed. So when I say go to near failure, what that means is you're having a hard time with the last few sets, okay, the last few reps in that set. And that is all I want you to do. Now, in the advanced, there are times when we go to failure, but it's very far and few between. If I've got you guys doing pyramids, you guys need to go to near failure. You're going to know that because I'm going to tell you, and because you're going to see the rep scheme drop down to, say, 8. 8 means you're really hoofing it, okay? I don't often give 8 reps to the regular HLPers because it's going to be too much. The other thing I want you guys to focus on is I want you to make every set a work of art, okay? This is really, really important. I hear women say all the time, and hopefully I don't hear it from any of my clients, because hopefully I've taught you that you're trying to save up your energy because you have to get through 3 sets. No way. I want you to make every set a work of art. So if you've got 12 reps of a barbell curl, I don't want you to go, oh my gosh, I got 3 sets, so I'm going to go a little bit easier because I got to save my energy. Nope. I want you to use all your energy on that set. That's why we have rests in between. And then you're going to rest for 30 seconds to 60 seconds, somewhere in there. When you feel you're ready, you're going to go back at it. You're going to do it again. You're going to make that next set a work of art. All you're doing is focusing on the set at hand. And this is where I really want you guys to focus in and get your brain on board. This is where I talk about using Zen and getting into the zone, okay, making every set and getting into that set. And all you're doing is focusing on the start of that set and the end of that set. You're not looking at your workout card going, oh, I got all this to go through, or, oh, after I do this, I got to do this, and after I do this, I got to do this. No, this is not a shopping list mentality we have here. This is where you're opening the door with the set, and you're closing the door, and then you're breathing. And then you open the door in the next set, and then you close the door, all right? So that's your mind's door that you're opening and closing, and that is where you need to be. What I know about intensity and focus is it's a skill that you have to develop, and it really does develop, but that is a lot of what I bring into the Healthy Living Program, all my online programs, all my training in the gym, all my writing, all my lectures. You guys know that, how important the mind and the spirit is in everything, but it's also important in weightlifting. How ironic is that, right? Zen and bodybuilding? You betcha. That is what separates the girls from the women, okay? So the other thing I want you to keep in mind, if you do ever decide you want to really push it, then you go into the advanced 12-week challenge after the 10, because most of you on the HLP and the regular HLP have done the 10-week challenge. Some of you have just purchased the HLP and bypassed the 10-week challenge, and that's fine because I've made it so that you can do that if you choose to. I really do recommend the 10-week challenge, though. But the regular HLPers, the beginner level 1 and intermediate advanced level 2, are the gals who have done the 10-week. And then when you're ready, go into the 12-week advanced challenge, and then you're going to be on the advanced HLP, okay? I really don't want to put you there unless you've been training a long time and you've been consistent and you've been pushing it and you really feel like you're up for the challenge. But the 12-weeker is going to teach you all you need to know. So intensity, ladies, is a state of mind. It's also a state of body. You guys know we also train in season. That's why I change up the HLP from winter to summer. It's different training. A lot of trainers don't even think about this, but it's just so crazy. This is where the body's natural rhythms and the circadian rhythms have to come into play, and we have to respect them. And when it comes to training, we do the same thing. So, you know, for spring, we do a lighter kind of a pump workouts for the body to rid itself of the toxins and shed some of that excess fat as we head into summer. Summertime, we do a lot of outdoor stuff so we can get outdoor, but we still have in-gym training because some of us love the gym, and that's where the real toning happens. Sorry, but it's true. Outdoors, plyometrics, at-home workouts just don't give you the progressive shape and tone, and I just don't want to lose that momentum. But some of you guys want to take that time off and go outside. That's cool too. So that's what we do. And then the intensity shifts. It'll shift from putting the intensity on the focus on weights, and we put the intensity back into cardio or whole body plyometrics, body circuits, faster fat burning stuff. So intensity again is not just about weight, it's about volume and work, right? So this is why we're always shaking it up in the HLP. What I want you guys to keep in mind also when I do the advanced challenges, I put in videos in there of me training in action because a lot of people say, wow, now I can see what intensity is. I train pretty intensely. That's why I don't take a lot of time off. I don't take summers off. No way. I wouldn't take time off on holidays because I have to try to build up that momentum again when I get back, and it's just too hard. I don't want to fall off that horse. So for me, I want to keep up in the intensity. I'm a hard gainer. I have goals. I want to add some more muscle in certain places, and I want to continue to compete in my 50s. And that means I have to continually progress, and that means working at a higher intensity than I realized was possible. So for most of my life, I, like a lot of you, thought I was working intensely enough, and I was. I was doing decent. You know, I had a better physique than most women running around, and that was cool. But I took about 8 years off, as you know, when I got very sick, and then I came back. And after I nursed my son back to health, he was at home for about 6 months recovering from a pretty traumatic surgery. After that, it was May 2011, I decided I wanted to get back, and I wanted to go back into competition because I had turned 50 years old, and I wanted to just see what I could do, how different it was at that age, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I got back into hard training, and that was where I really pushed the mental aspect of training in the gym. I had to get my body back. I had to get the tendons and ligaments strong again. I was very careful about that. I had to feed my body exceptionally well, which I always promote with you guys. That's a lot of what we do, obviously. And I had to give it lots of clean water, lots of rest, because I had gone years without rest because of my son's issues. And we were up 8 to 10 times during the night for years, tending to my son. And that's changed because we were able to purchase him a real high-tech bed that took a long time to get the funds together to purchase it. But we've been able to do that, and that's helped him and us tremendously. So the sleep was a big factor as well. But I really started tending to everything. And I got back into the gym, and I started pushing, and I got up to my regular weights where I had been for years. I mean, I used to think a 20-pound bicep curl with dumbbells was really fantastic. And now I look at it and go, oh, my gosh, that's just so average. To me, I'm doing 30 pounds, sometimes more. It took a long time to bust through. But when I started seeing what other women were lifting, while I was away in my 8-year hiatus, so many women got into the field. So many other women were out there training and lifting. And when I started seeing what they were doing for weight, that was what really opened my eyes, and that was what really changed my training. And because I had been a small fish in a big fishbowl for a long time, because I had been training for a long time in a gym when women just weren't. And so I was kind of like, you know, the queen pin there for a while, because not many women could push beyond me. Well, all of a sudden everybody got into it, and here I was still pumping my little 20-pound weights for shoulder presses and 20-pound weights for dumbbell curls, and I thought I was pretty hot stuff. And all of a sudden I looked around and went, oh my, I've lost time. The sport has progressed beyond me. I need to catch up. So I played catch up, and that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool because that's why I always say, too, to get to a level of intensity where you can really push beyond and really see gains, you need to be out in a gym. You need to be in a gym where other women who are slightly better lifters than you live. So that's why I always say at-home programs and boot camps and that kind of stuff. It's fine for a while, but if you want to progress and dig deeper and have faster gains, especially as you get older, because you need to work a little bit harder as you get older, because the muscle is coming off a little bit faster than when you were younger. But you need to get out there. You need to see other women training who are better than you, who can push you. That's why I like the gym, because I can go out and I can see, and I'm in my community. I'm with my tribe, and I don't talk much when I train, as you guys know. I'm kind of focused, and I just really am meditating while I'm lifting. But I'm aware. I'm seeing what's going on around me, and I can see other women training, and that's what spurs me on. So when it comes to intensity, again, you are who you surround yourself with, and we know this with everything regarding health and wellness, regarding clean eating, regarding living a healthy lifestyle. It's so hard if you're surrounded by people who don't, because they're going to try to pull you down. You know, there's that phenomenon about crabs in a bucket, and this is the classic, you know, one crab goes to climb out and the other crabs are pulling it down. That's their nature. That's what they do, right? They want to keep everybody together. And that's often what happens when we're trying to progress and move toward a higher level and a better lifestyle. Other people try to drag you down, and it's unfortunate, but it is human nature, and you need to be wary. We are not here to keep ourselves small for anybody. We are here to grow into our greatest and grandest version and vision of ourselves. And when we do, we live by example, and we can elevate other people with us, but we don't preach along the way. We don't try to change people. We live our own life and do our own thing, and people will naturally gravitate towards us. And if they choose to, then they will ask questions and decide to come along, and that's truly the best gift and the best act of love we can do, right? But until then, we got enough work trying to work on ourselves. So I hope that helps a little bit with trying to explain how hard should I really train. You know, this is where we have guidance. This is where we have support. This is where I throw up videos so we can see how other people train. This is where I do try to do live stuff on the ground so you can see. I don't expect you guys to train like me. If you are heading into competition after the 12-week challenge, yeah, absolutely. You need this momentum. But what I do know is things get better as you progress. Things get easier, and the momentum that you get just seems to build on itself every single time. And that's the real, real key. And it just really makes sense to continue to focus and push. And then every time you reach a new level, you push a little bit more. And what happens is your idea, your definition of intensity, and your definition of success changes too, because it's supposed to change along the way. If we can go in and we can do 3 workouts a week, then that's enough. But after 4 or 5 months, we need to go into 4 workouts a week. That's why I keep it open on the HLP. I usually do a 4 or 5 day split. You guys need minimum 3 days. At the advanced level, I expect 5 days. But that's why we have different workouts for different body parts too, because that's one way I can get intensity on you, but also you're able to move through and take the days off when you need to. I don't know any other program, guys, anywhere, in a gym, on the internet, anywhere, that gives you the support and the accountability like this one does. That's why I only take a limited amount of people, because you guys know I'm always available to you. And it really, really is important to have that support and that accountability, and you guys support each other too on the Facebook page, which most of you guys are on. If you're not, you really, really need to be on it, because it's really, really key, because that is where we can support each other, because we are all in this together. And people that do their own little thing, you can always tell, because they just, they're the loners. And I'm not talking about training. I train alone. I prefer to train alone. I really need to focus in, and the conversation takes me out of myself and takes me out of the work. So I like that. But when it comes to support, I have my support network. I have magazines, I have audios, I have videos, I have YouTube channels that I prescribe to all the time to keep me motivated, and I have the HLP Facebook page as well. So it really, really is key. And I've had women say, who have been with me for 2+ years, it's finally sinking in, I'm finally getting it. And I have seen these women progress from a 10-pound shoulder press to 25 pounds plus. And it's really, really cool. It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight. This is a journey, you guys. It's a journey of self-discovery, of growth, of expansion. And that's where we need to be. I would just like to read you a little thing from Sarah Watts, who's been with me for quite some time. She did the 10-week, and she's been on the 12-week. This is her third go-around on the 12-week advanced challenge. And, of course, she's on the HLP as well, in between the challenges. And I just want to read this because it's so cool. Throughout the challenges, I always individually email everybody. I want to ask every gal how she's doing. You know, let's talk one-on-one, what's going on. So I emailed Sarah, and this was the 4th week of the advanced challenge. And she said, "Karen, everything is wonderful. I really felt that this was going to be a year of great things, especially with fitness. Perhaps third time is a charm with this challenge." So this is her third time in the advanced challenge. "Really, it's all just making sense this time around. All the things that I've been learning from you and from the fitness mags I read are coming together now. I find that I am envisioning my workouts before they happen, and that when I'm at the gym, I'm 100% dialed into what I'm supposed to be doing. For the most part, I work out on my lunch break, and it's been pretty crazy, but what I've been finding is that by 11 a.m., I'm starting to think about what needs to be done at the gym. I clear my head on the drive to the gym and don't think about work at all while working out. I've never been able to do that before. It's so neat to be so focused. The one thing I noticed at the outset of this advanced challenge was that I was seriously underestimating what I could do. At the start, I figured out what my 70% intensity level should be." This is what it's a sheet that I give in the challenge. "Wrote it all down in my book, but during my first workout came to the realization that I wasn't nearly intense enough. I had a little conversation with myself, upped almost all my weights, and haven't looked back. For example, I'm now leg pressing 210 pounds times 12 reps times 3 sets. I've never pushed it beyond 190 pounds. Same with barbell military press. Thought I was pushing it with 35 pounds. Now I do all 3 sets with 45 pounds. I feel so strong and so amazing." So, you know, it's just so cool to hear her say this, because she's been with me for quite some time, and she's just clicking in to being able to push herself beyond and into a new place where intensity is redefined for her. Now she has a new normal. Now her leg press is at 210 pounds, and she'll probably stay there for a bit, but now she's got the mindset to be able to say, "I can push it now." Now, Sarah's been with me for almost, a year and a half, going on 2 years, so obviously you need to be wary that you're not going to be able to get to that, but what I'm saying is this is a process. It's like an opening up of a flower rather than linear. It's like you keep opening up and the blossom keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is what Sarah's experiencing, and it's really cool. And this is what I hope for all women out there, is to be able to just realize just how much more there is in there and how much greater things can be on all levels. She says, it's as good as the first time around. It's even better. I believe it's a combination of knowledge and just being in the right space in my head, right space in my life. And it doesn't hurt that I'm 100% comfortable at my gym. You know, and then she talks about possibly competing, that she never thought that she would even consider it, and now she is. And I think, Sarah, if you keep going at this rate, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, who knows? She may even be pushing beyond 210 pounds on a leg press. I remember when I started out with 45 plates per side, and I have journals from when I started 30 years ago, and I thought it was pretty hot, 45 plates a side, and then I put it up to 2 plates a side, and now I'm up to 3 plates a side. So that's really, really cool for me. You know, it's just it's so neat to be able to push it beyond that and into that place. But it absolutely is possible. So when I talk about intensity, it depends on where you're at now, okay? I am not saying intensity is defined by 3 plates a side on a leg press. What I'm saying is intensity and how hard should you really train is where you are right now. So if you're beginning, then you need to train and focus on making every set a work of art. You need to write everything down. You need to look at the suggested weights. You need to look at the rep and the set scheme, because there is a method to my madness. Honestly, there is. And the longer you're in this game, the more you're going to push those edges. That's why writing it down is so key, you guys, because I want you to be able to look back in a few years' time and go, wow, look what I'm doing now. Look what I'm doing now. Look at where I was. And what happens is you can progress in your physique by progressing with your weight training, by changing the intensity. And that's why I'm always changing up the intensity with different reps and set schemes. I'm changing it up with different training techniques. Sometimes we do supersets at all levels, not just at the advanced level. Supersets, giant sets, back-to-back, 30-second rest intervals. This is all stuff to test you, to push you deeper, to dig deeper into those muscles, and to give you a broad foundation of training regimes for you to be able to draw on, because you need this in order to open yourself and open your mind and open your body up into a place of greater potential, if that makes sense. Okay, you guys, that is the end of How Hard Should I Really Train? And, you know, look at other women in the gym. I've had other women say to me who have been training in the gym, they look at me and go, wow, I thought I was training hard till I saw you. Exactly. That's what you want. That's what you want. There is support in other women, even if you don't even befriend them. You just need to hang around them. But you also need to make sure that the person that's training beside you is doing it right, because there's a lot of people that don't look at guys and how hard they train, because they usually don't do it well. You need to look at other women. You also need to look at their physique. How does their physique look? If their physique looks good and you like it, then you need to just kind of, you know, put a furry eyeball her way and take a look and see what she's doing, because she's doing something right, and she's probably eating right too. So intensity is a continuum, and it continues to change, and how you define it now will likely change in 6 months from now. It needs to change in 6 months from now. And that's why we change up the programs every month, but not too much. We don't reinvent the wheel. You can't reinvent the wheel. That's why we stick with the same, but change it up just enough for progression. And the intensity comes from the sets and reps and weights and the different training techniques that I can throw at you. And it also comes from being in a community of other women and hearing what they're doing. Okay? So just lift well and focus in. Watch your body change, write everything down, and enjoy the process. Because as long as you're continuing with your consistency in your training and sticking to the workout cards, you're going to do well. I promise you guys. Ciao. Be well.